You know, we're planning a lot over there about gossip and stuff too. I can't tell you guys what it is.
You can't give us a little sneak peek for all your fans out there.
Oh, it's really okay. We will.
And in Singapore, we just say, hey, hello.
Hello, la. What up, man? It's your boy, Double B, Bam Bam. And I'm super excited to be here in Singapore to congratulate Gentle Monster Ion Store renewal at the new collection launch. Yeah.
How does Gentle Monster fit into the brand that is Bam Bam?
Okay, so first, you know, I've been a big fan of Gentle Monster for so long now. I spent so much on this brand. Then, you know, it fit my style.
Are you wearing your favorite Gentle
yes,
Monster?
Yes, this one is a new collection, which I love. And, you know, when it comes to fashion and then when you have sunglasses on, it's kind of like completed the look.
Yeah.
So, this is not a lie. You guys will know if you guys are one of my fans for so long. Only Gentle Monster sunglasses will do it for me.
You've been with GOT7 for so long.
Yeah.
Now that you've broken out on your own, is there something different that you discovered that surprised you?
I didn't know I can do solo schedule like this, you know, first, because I always was really shy all the time, and then I still not get used to it, but
screaming
I'm kind of like, yeah. You know, when you have a lot of members, it's kind of like fill up the stage.
Yeah.
But then when I'm alone, I need to be really good at everything because no one is cover up like my emptiness, you know what I mean? It's growing up, you know what I mean?
Yeah. You're right, it is growing up.
Yeah.
You talk about, you know, obviously you've been tight as a group. Are you guys still on a group chat?
So we have a group chat, you know, GOT7 group chat, and then it's still so busy in there.
Every day?
Every day, almost. We love to make fun of each other.
I love
work,
that.
You know what I mean? And then maybe, I don't know, today the picture go out, of course one of the members gonna make fun of me for sure.
I love that.
And then we you know, we planning a lot over there about gossip and stuff too. I can't tell you guys what it is.
You can't give us a little sneak peek for all your fans out there. What's that big GOT7 thing that we should be looking out for?
Oh, okay. We will. Damn, I can't say.
You got me there. I was like.
No, I can't. Okay, one thing. A big thing will come up this year. It's something new. You know, it's not just going to be an album.
It's going to surprise your fans?
Tour or concert. It's something that, you know, a lot of fans, they were waiting for like 3-4 years now,
wow.
I guess. Which we're working on something.
Yeah.
I can't tell you guys. Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. I like that you gave us a little tidbit already. Your bandmate, Jackson Wang, loves coming to Singapore.
I know.
Do you love Singapore as much as he loves Singapore?
Of course. I don't know if you saw the Twitter I posted last night, but the top 5 food in my life is in Singapore, which is Hainan chicken. last night I arrived right away, not even get in a hotel room. I go straight to Hainan chicken rice.
Which one?
Chatterbox
chicken rice.
This morning I don't know what to eat, so I order Hainan chicken rice again.
Twice in a row.
Yeah.
You are a fan of Singapore for sure.
Of course.
I also love the fact that you are Thai and then you are obviously based in Korea. It makes you so multicultural. I wanted to find out what is the most Thai thing about you, as well as what do you think is your most Korean thing about you that has become a way of life in the entertainment
industry?
This
is the question I never get in my life. Yo, I like it. I think the most Thai thing that I have in me, actually from my mother, that she always teach me how to you know, stick to the ground, and whatever you do, just you need to be humble, you know, and then never forget where you're from. And then the most Korean thing is, you know, Korean love to work really fast.
Yes.
Everyone. You know, if we, you know, okay, if I go have a meeting, they say let's meet up at like 3 p.m.
Yeah.
I have to arrive there at like 2:40, because if you arrive at 3, it count as a you late.
Yes.
Which another country, we kind of chill. If we have a meeting at 3 in Thailand, then we start at 3:30. You know what I mean? So every country or everything I do, I love to do it really fast.
Faster the better. Yeah. You have delved into so many different aspects. You know, there's fashion, it's a big part of you. Then obviously music with the solo career. Are there any plans to delve into, say, movies?
I would love to shoot a movie, but acting is the thing that I'm really bad at. and then I'm really scared to start.
Yeah. Oh no, so, I'm sure you can.
You know, I have a lot of like work, like they kind of reach out to me like, oh, we have a new drama, we have a new movie, you want to be in there? And then I always say no because I feel like I'm not ready for it. Because I don't want to mess up the movie, you know?
I'm sure you'll be fine. You are a renaissance man of many, many skills.
Okay. I want to do it, but maybe later. Maybe when later. I'm getting older, yeah.
Okay.
But start a new thing, walking in a runway. I want to try that. I want to try that.
I don't think that's going to be a problem.
But I need to be a little bit taller, so maybe that dream is kind of too far.
Well, we will look forward to seeing you on our fashion runways.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Bam Bam. Can you say 再见?
再见. And I know a couple words, though.
Oh, okay.
我最喜欢 Hainan Chicken Rice. And 也喜欢 鸡爪.
鸡脚
oh yeah, 鸡脚 It's really good
很好, 很, 非常的好, 讲得非常好
你买给我饭
Love that 他们都会买 谢谢你,
thank you so much
thank you.